Hi, my name is Chris Hart. I'm a cartoonist. I'd like to show you a technique today that helps a character emphasize his look, but it's not with a face. It's with body posture. So I'm going to make a teenager here, and I'm going to give him a teenage posture. That's the neck. That's the back. And that's the legs coming straight down like so. This is actually a line of action. Basic action line, the flow of the drawing. Let's put this body in motion first. So we have that backward leaning look. Hands in pockets, and we'll clean this up as we go along. I'll bring that collar down a little bit, and then straighten this neck out so it aligns better. Okay, now we had the basic placement of the head. We will now get the specific placement because we have a body on which to put it. Now, because the body looks like it does, relaxed, a little apathetic, he will look apathetic. You want the body to reflect what you're doing with the head. See those droopy eyes working for you? Lots of hair, because teenage characters come with a ton of hair. A little disheveled looking. A little shadow right under here. We'll make that shirt, that torso, a little smaller. Make the legs look a little longer, make them look a little lankier for a teen. I'll bring that pocket up a bit. So we're always adjusting as we go along. Get that thumb looking a little better. And since he's that way, it looks almost like a three-quarter view now with the body, so I'll just adjust it just a touch to make that work. And I'll adjust the legs for a three-quarter view. I was gonna do it in a side view, but it's more fun this way. And we can also, if you want, add a little bit more form to the face. You can add indent just a touch here and out over here. All right, well, I think we noodled with that enough. We got something we like. Hopefully you like it too. And there's an idea how to use that action line for the posture.